Where did Jesus go 3 days between his death and resurrection? Bible mystery resolved. The question of where Jesus went during the 3 days between his death on the cross and his resurrection is a fascinating and mysterious one. It is something Christians have wondered about for centuries. The Bible gives us some clues, but it doesn't provide a simple, direct answer. However, by looking at several passages in the Bible and understanding the beliefs of early Christians, we can explore this mystery and try to make sense of what happened during this important time. 1. Jesus' death and his promise to the thief. The first clue about where Jesus went after his death comes from a conversation that took place while he was still on the cross. In the Gospel of Luke, we read about two criminals who were crucified alongside Jesus. One of them mocked Jesus, but the other recognized that Jesus was innocent and asked him for mercy. The criminal said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Luke 23:42 NIV. Jesus responded with a comforting promise. "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Luke 23:43 NIV. This moment is significant because Jesus used the word paradise. For many people, paradise is understood as a peaceful and blessed place, perhaps similar to heaven. But the word paradise has been interpreted in different ways over time. Some believe it refers to a special place where the souls of righteous people go after they die. This place might not be the final heaven, but a temporary place where good souls wait until the end of the world. The key thing to notice here is that Jesus told the thief that they would both be in paradise today, meaning immediately after they died. This suggests that Jesus' soul went to a place of rest and peace, often referred to as paradise, shortly after his death. However, this is just one part of the story. 2. The descent into Hades, the harrowing of hell. Another important idea is the belief that Jesus went to a place called Hades after his death. Hades is a term that refers to the realm of the dead. In ancient Jewish thought, this place was often called Sheol, and it was believed to be where all souls, both good and bad, went after they died. Hades was not necessarily a place of torment, rather it was a place where souls waited after death. In early Christian writings and creeds, there is a belief that after Jesus died, he descended into Hades to confront the powers of death and to proclaim victory over sin and death. This event is sometimes called the harrowing of hell. The idea is that Jesus went to the realm of the dead, not to suffer, but to announce his victory over death and to free the righteous souls who were waiting there. The Bible gives us some hints about this in the letters of Peter. In 1 Peter 3:18-20 NIV, it says, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. After being made alive, he went and made proclamation to the imprisoned spirits to those who were disobedient long ago, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built." This passage suggests that after Jesus died, he went to speak to imprisoned spirits. These could be the souls of people who died in the past, perhaps even the souls of people who lived in ancient times, like those who lived during Noah's time. The purpose of Jesus' visit to these souls seems to be to proclaim his victory over sin and death. This is a powerful image of Jesus triumphing over the forces of darkness and bringing light to the realm of the dead. 3. Hades in Abraham's bosom, understanding the afterlife. To better understand this, we can look at a story Jesus told during his ministry. In Luke 16:19-31, Jesus tells the story of a rich man and a poor man named Lazarus. After they die, Lazarus goes to a place called Abraham's bosom, which is described as a place of comfort, while the rich man goes to Hades, where he suffers in torment. This story shows that in Jewish thought, there was an understanding of two different areas in the afterlife, one for the righteous and one for the wicked. The story suggests that before Jesus' resurrection, Hades was divided into two parts. One part was a place of suffering for the wicked, and the other part, Abraham's bosom, was a place of rest for the righteous. Many early Christians believed that when Jesus descended into Hades, he went to both parts. He went to proclaim his victory over sin and death to the wicked souls and to free the righteous souls who were waiting for the Messiah. The phrase Abraham's bosom was often used to describe this place of rest for the righteous. It was seen as a peaceful waiting place for those who had been faithful to God. When Jesus descended into Hades, he would have visited this part to bring the good news of salvation to these souls and to lead them to their final reward. 4. Jesus' victory over death and sin. The descent into Hades was not just a passive event, it was an active and triumphant victory over death. The New Testament teaches that through his death and resurrection, Jesus conquered death itself. He overcame the power of sin, Satan, and death, which had held humanity in fear since the beginning. Several passages in the Bible emphasize this victory. For example, in Hebrews 2:14-15, NIV, it says, "Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death." This passage tells us that by dying, Jesus defeated the devil who had the power of death. Through his victory, Jesus set people free from the fear of death. The imagery of Jesus holding the keys of death in Hades in Revelation 1:18 NIV further shows his authority over death and the afterlife. Jesus is no longer subject to death. Instead, he holds the keys and has the power to give life to those who follow him. This idea of victory is also expressed in Ephesians 4:8 KJV, which says that after Jesus' resurrection, he led captivity captive. This phrase suggests that Jesus brought with him the souls of the righteous who had been waiting in Hades or Sheol. His resurrection opened the way for them to enter eternal life. 5. The resurrection and the empty tomb. On the third day, the resurrection of Jesus took place, which was the final part of this journey. Early on Sunday morning, Jesus' followers went to his tomb and found that it was empty. The angel at the tomb announced the incredible news. "He is not here, he has risen." Luke 24:6 NIV. The resurrection is the central event of the Christian faith. It shows that Jesus not only died for the sins of humanity, but also defeated death itself. Through his resurrection, Jesus proved that death does not have the final say. The empty tomb represents hope for all who believe in him, hope for eternal life and victory over death. The resurrection also fulfilled Jesus' promise to the thief on the cross. Jesus had told him that they would be together in paradise, and by rising from the dead, Jesus demonstrated that he had the power to fulfill this promise. His resurrection showed that he had gone to paradise and returned, not as a defeated man, but as the victorious Son of God who had conquered death. 6. Different interpretations and beliefs. Although the Bible gives us important clues about where Jesus went after his death, different Christians have interpreted this in various ways. Some people believe that Jesus' descent into Hades was a literal event, where he physically went to the realm of the dead to free the righteous souls. This belief is especially strong in the Eastern Orthodox Church, which emphasizes the importance of Christ's victory over death in a very real sense. Other Christians, especially in the Protestant tradition, see Jesus' descent into Hades more symbolically. They believe that this event represents Jesus' complete identification with humanity, even to the point of experiencing death in the afterlife. According to this view, the harrowing of hell symbolizes Jesus' victory over sin and death, rather than a literal journey into the underworld. There are also different ideas about what happened to the souls in Hades. Some theologians, especially in the early Christian period, believe that Jesus offered salvation to everyone in Hades, even to those who had lived sinful lives. This view suggests that Jesus' victory was so powerful that it extended even to those who had already died. However, other theologians believe that only the righteous souls in Hades were saved, and that the wicked souls remained there. 7. Conclusion. The mystery of where Jesus went during the 3 days between his death and resurrection is both fascinating and profound. By looking at the Bible and Christian traditions, we can see that Jesus likely went to a place called Hades, where he proclaimed his victory over death and freed the souls of the righteous who were waiting for him. This event, known as the harrowing of hell, is a powerful image of Christ's triumph over the forces of evil and death. His death on the cross and his resurrection opened the way for eternal life, not only for those who believed in him while they were alive, but also for those who had died before his coming. Through his resurrection, Jesus showed that death is not the end, but rather the beginning of a new and eternal life with God. Ultimately, the story of Jesus' descent into Hades and his resurrection offers hope to all believers. It reminds us that Christ has conquered death and that through him, we too can share in the victory of eternal life.